woman one day tried many physicians, but rather grew worse. In the Bible we're told, but when she had heard, in went to Jesus, she found what she needed for body and soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven, if I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole. Blind Barnabas stood by the wayside begging, no one to help him down life's rugged road. But Jesus come by and heard his sad crying. He touched his blind eyes and healed him that day. Jesus one day walked the road up to Calvary, and there he was hanged on an old rugged cross that you and I could have life everlasting. He died on the cross just to save our poor soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his robe, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven, if I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole. I once remember Brother Johnny Watson, that when I felt in my life, if I could just get close enough, that he'd save my soul. Do you believe that? I surely did. And I knew that he had the power to do it with, too. And I thought if I could just get close enough, I know he'd save my soul. This morning, Brother Terry was talking about the little widow woman that gave all she had. I give all I had down there that morning. Brother James, in my barn lot, when he saved my soul, I turned it over to him. I was like Brother Terry. I said, Lord, I've done all I know how to do. Save her, I perish.
Yes, sir. Helping God, we pray.
I prayed and I prayed. I'd prayed and I'd prayed.
Yeah.
And he never turned me away. I become a beggar. Have you ever become a beggar? If you haven't, I hope that you become a beggar, for Christ's sakes, this morning. Whoa, this morning, get ready. You must repent beside the tomb. You must be born again. You must be. I've never read in there any other way you can get there. It says you must be born again. This morning, I'm not going to take much time. I want to get out of the way and give these two brothers or three plenty of time. But this morning, get ready. Only time you can go is when he's bidding you to come. It takes a drawing power. It takes a drawing power. And some of these days, that drawing power is going to stop. He said, my spirit won't always strive with man. You'll be like Brother Terry talking about. My spirit won't always strive with man. I believe you're going to be cut off. Yes, and he said you'd be twice dead and plucked up by the roots. What does that mean? That he ain't coming back no more. That's what it means. That means it's over with for you. Just to put it pretty blunt, it's over with when the drawing power stops, folks. It takes a drawing power from God for you to come to heaven, to get ready. There's a choice to be made. There's something for you to do. Call on him, he said, while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. And it'll take all you got to. It'll take all you got to. And that still ain't enough. That still ain't enough. I done everything I thought would do me any good.
There's no works for salvation.
And couldn't get it done. Couldn't get it done. Had to call on him to come. Had to become a beggar. Lord, if you'll just save my soul, I'll become willing. I'll do anything you want me to do. Did you do that? Did you make that promise? I'll do anything that you want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go. I become willing. And it comes from the heart, too.
It has to come
from the heart.
Amen.
I was willing to do anything. That's right. Never even thought I'd ever have to stand up here. I surely never. I never even thought about that. But it wouldn't have mattered. That's right.
Amen.
I was willing. I didn't want to go to that awful place. I wanted a home in heaven. More. Listen to this. Now, this is the truth. You got to want it more than anything else in this world. He has to become your number one priority. First and foremost. And you know what? It's still that way.
Still the same way.
Is that right? It's still that way. Because you won't get nothing out of it till you do. Is that right or wrong? You have to be obedient, child. You have to walk the way you're supposed to walk if you're going to eat the good of the land. If you're going to get any joy out of it, he has to become first. I don't see how some sometimes can take it so lightly. This is my life. This is all I got. This is my home. This is my everything, Brother Terry. He's my everything. He's my all in all. When I get in trouble, I call on him.
Absolutely.
He's my staff. He's my shelter. He's my all in all. He's my staff in a worried land. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Yes, sir.
He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's my shelter. He's got a hedge about me. Do you believe that? He's got a hedge about me.
He sure does, brother.
He does. And I'm grateful for it, too.
Absolutely.
I feel well blessed. I feel good in here. This man in here, he's alive. And every once in a while, he makes a fart, too. If he didn't, I'd get worried, wouldn't I? I'd be getting worried. If he didn't ever shake me none, I'd get worried.
Uh-huh.
If he ain't shaking you or stirring you, you better check it out. There might be something wrong.
Right.
You might be doing something wrong. Man. See if your God's alive. And then mine is. My God's alive, Brother Curry. My God's alive. He rose that morning from the tomb. If he hadn't arose, there wouldn't be no use for us to be here today. If there be no resurrection, then we are in vain. The preacher's in vain. In 3 days, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. In 3 days, he told them there in the temple, you can tear this temple down, and in 3 days, I'll rise up. They thought he was talking about the building. Why, Master, 46 years we worked on it. That wasn't the temple he's talking about, was it? That wasn't the temple. But in 3 days, he soared up. And in 3 days, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And gave me and you a right to the tree of life. What about that? It amazes me that the power and everything that he's got. And it amazes me. No beginning of days and no end of the days. Measure that. Measure that. No beginning of days and no end of the days. And he gave me life everlasting. Measure that. How good he is, folks. Don't you want some of that? Don't you want some of that? Boy, I did. Boy, I'd go to church and I'd burn up a wanting some of that. I wanted what them people had. I wanted some of that spirit. It's better than anything that the whole world has to offer. Satan ain't got nothing compared to Jesus Christ. He's number two. Power. Christ number one. And made him two, didn't he? And made him too. He made him too. He holds power over him. Made him too. I'm glad because he come in and cast out the old strong man. And the stronger man come in. And he's about both there ever since. And he can't root me. Old strong man can't come back and kick on me. On the inside, that is. He can't get me. Because he was a good spoiled and he cast him out. Sport is good. Ain't no room for him. My Savior ruled the palace since that sweet September morning. He's been the ruler. He's been the ruler. And I ain't a bit afraid of him getting me. Oh, Satan. He beats on me. He'll cause you all the trouble he can. Especially if you're trying to do something for God. You'll really get jumped on then. But he, all good things come from God. All bad things come from Satan. He's a liar and the father of it. He'll tell you anything to keep you on his side. What a Savior he is. I'm so glad and thankful that I'm a child of the King. I've already obtained the best thing
Absolutely,
that you can
brother.
Get here in this
already
world.
It.
If it's here 200 years, you couldn't beat it.
No.
You can't even come close to it. Ain't nothing compared to even close to it. Get ready. Work while it's day. For when night comes. And they ain't talking about the darkness out there either.
Oh, right.
It's worse than that.
Amen.
Hey, it's worse. For when night comes, no man can work. That means when he's working with you. While he's working with you is what that means. While he's working with you. While the call, while he's bidding you to come. Because you can't get there without him. It's impossible. You can't do enough good deeds to make it. Anything short of being born again ain't good enough. Is that all right? Ain't good enough. You must be born again. And that's the only way that you can get that life everlasting. For God so loved the world. I like this scripture. I learned it when I was just in this kid in the school. Old Bible teacher come by and she learned, had us to learn that song. I mean that verse. John 3:16. Now, ain't many scriptures I know was written in the Bible, but I learned that when I was probably that high. Didn't really know
what it meant.
Old Miss Patton, the school teacher, coming in an old Jeep every Wednesday morning, I believe. And we had that in school, you know. Boy, they'd frown on that now, wouldn't they?
They
wouldn't have it. If
there
is anything to do with Jesus Christ, they don't want nothing to do with it. They don't want nothing to do with it. Most of the world don't want nothing to do with it. But they wouldn't have it then. We had prayer ever. We didn't say nothing, but we had prayer. But it's good. What good, better thing? What's wrong with telling anybody about the Lord?
Nothing. All good, man. It's all good. Yeah.
What's wrong? I believe in testifying. What's wrong with me telling you what the Lord has done for me?
Yeah.
What's wrong? He told me to. Go home and tell your friends what great things the Lord has done. That was the first commandment he gave me.
Sir,
go home and tell your friends.
That's a testimony.
What race? That's a testimony. I'm glad I got one. I'm thankful I got one. I'm thankful I got one. It's my everything. My testimony. It's everything. My whole life hinged on it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.